Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
Get with nothing with me, not one dime. I didn't know what to do. The first thing I heard was peace. Amen. Say it loud.
Peace.
Try it one more time.
Peace.
Help yourself to say it loud.
Peace.
This is Saturday. I'm going to Bahamas. I didn't come to America. I only passed through here. My passport is gone. My ticket's gone. My cash gone. Checks, somebody gave me check to pay to his account. Other checks I got from sons in the ministry. Everything, I have no money for anything whatsoever. And this is Saturday. Within 5 minutes, police surrounded me. They said, this is New York. This is New York. This is New York. You know this is New York. He's gone. Not one person. person gave me words of encouragement up to police. All they said was, you were in the wrong place. But I heard one voice. Everybody said, peace. Say peace. From God, by himself, by all means. Say hallelujah. So, what did I do? I called the ambassador of Nigeria. I called the staffs. I did everything. And they said, go to hotel and rest. 3 o'clock, call back. There's no money to pay for hotel. They gave me money. I went to a hotel. Stayed there. 3 o'clock, I call. They say, come to the embassy. We are going to open the embassy for you. On Saturday, 3 o'clock. 5 p.m., I have new passport. On Saturday. On Saturday, the company that runs airline to Nigeria sent me 2 first class tickets for mama and me free to go back tomorrow. By all means, God himself. When you have anxiety and anxiousness, you lose control. But when you have peace, when anything tries to happen to you, find alternative. Peace by all means. Always. Say hallelujah. You can win war without fighting. By all means, God himself. Somebody say hallelujah. I got to Bahamas on Sunday with a new passport.
Hallelujah.
Got a new Bible.
All right.
From Sunday, they gave me this Bible.
Have you marked it like that already?
Oh, my.
My God.
Say peace by all means.
Peace by all means.
By God himself. Are you with me?
Yes.
Matthew chapter 2. Matthew is not far from the book of Zephaniah. Chapter 2. Verse 7. Matthew's Gospel, the first book of the New Testament, chapter 2, verse 7. Read me verse 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Inquired of them diligently which time the star appeared. Verse 8. Verse. Verse 10.
Verse
12. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and be there, be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Hold it there. Hold it there. Is that your wife? Go to Egypt with your baby. That way. Move. Now listen to me, everybody, for the records. Three things I want to say before. Now remember what the Bible says. Stay in Egypt till I bring you words. So don't make effort to come here. For the record, please, where you have just read. Number one, in verse 7 we are told, the wise men went to Herod's house. When Herod met them, Herod said to them privily, secretly, go search for the baby. When you find him, come tell me. I will go also and worship him. The Bible said when they went to Herod's house, the star that was leading them vanished. When you leave where God sends you, to Herod's house, your star will vanish. Immediately they entered Herod's house, the star disappeared. But we are told, when they came out of Herod's house, the star reappeared. And they rejoiced exceedingly when they saw the star. Number one, don't go to Herod's house when you are looking for Jesus. Did anybody hear what I'm saying? Don't go find out anything about this church from another church. If you want to know anything about Living Word, come to Living Word. Did you hear me? If you go to another place to ask of this church, your star will disappear. That's number one. Scripture number two. When they came into the house, Mama and I did 2-hour study on that a few days ago. When they entered into the house, can you find it there? Did you see it there? You know where it is? What verse? Verse 11. Read it together. When they were come where? Into the house. Say house. Everybody think Jesus was always in the manger. He spent only a few hours there. He left the manger and went to the house. Nobody can give a baby gold, silver, and frankincense in a manger. If you need gold, you need silver, you need frankincense, you must be in the house. That's why no pastor should squat. No pastor should squat with anybody. No pastor should look for a place to stay. Pastor should find a home to live. Jesus had a house. The wise men couldn't give him their gold and silver in the manger until they met him in the house. If you want to get honor and glory, be in the house. Be born in a manger, but don't spend eternity there. It doesn't matter where you start, but don't end up there. Can everybody say hallelujah to that? Because a few days time, you are going to be hearing, away in a manger, ta 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 ta. da 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 da. Then you like it. I want to be in a manger. Jesus didn't stay there.
All right.
He was born there, but he never lived there.
Yes.
Is anybody hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
Why? God will give you peace by all means.
Yes.
Now, the Bible says specifically in verse 12, for Herod, verse 13, will seek to destroy, verse 12, the young child's life. Read it. Be warned of God. Read it. And they returned to their own country. Verse 13.
And when they were departed.
When they were departed. Read it loud. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said,
arise,
do what? Get up. Get up. Everyone say, get up. Anytime there's going to be danger in a Christian's life, God will make him stand up. Why? He will keep you from all evils. May I hear you say amen? Arise and flee with a child to Egypt, for Herod will seek to do what?
To destroy
who? The child. Now, question. What offense had Jesus committed that Herod wants to destroy him? Anything? Did he do bad? Has he stolen? Did he lie? Was he taking his throne? Are you here tonight? Say no.
No.
Did Jesus steal?
No.
Did he lie?
No.
Did he fight?
No.
Why did he want to destroy him when he has committed no offense? Answer. Nobody is too holy from devil's attack. You say, I pay tithe, I give offering. That's no guarantee for enemy to go to hell yet. I vow, that's fine. When you give tithe, when you give offering, when you pay your vow, God rebukes the devourer for your sake. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Giving is a protection from lack. It's not a deliverance from attack. When you pay your tithe, your pocket is full of money. When you eat your seed, you have no harvest. But that will not stop the devil from knowing your home address. But God is faithful. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He will establish you and keep you from all evil. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now God said, Joseph, take your wife and the baby, flee. Pastor John, when God said flee, don't speak in tongue. Don't say halamahoko. Flee, Ola Mahakama Soyo. Flee, Eralaba. Flee. Don't go to 7 days prayer and fasting when God says flee. You can't improve on God. Say, I hear you. Wherever God stop, you can't improve on it. He said, flee. Not say next week. Flee. Don't say, I haven't got ticket. When God says flee, it's for your good. Be in Egypt till I bring you words. Aren't you glad God gave him word to go and God gave him word to stay and God said, be there till I bring you extra words? Can somebody say hallelujah tonight? Where I send you is safer than where you are here. And Joseph, verse 14, read it, let me hear. When he arose, say that to everybody. He took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. This is where Pharaoh was looking for a boy to kill. But God said, go. Where I'm sending you, Pharaoh will be stupid. He will not know you are in town. No land is too dangerous for God not to keep you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Egypt was dangerous, but God said, go there. Stay. Why are we here tonight? Verse 19. Read it.
But when Pharaoh was dead, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in the community of the Egyptians.
They are dead that sought. Your life, they are dead. Go to Egypt so your Herod can die while you are away. Don't be at home to be charged for murder. I take you away. But when I kill him in your absence, you can come back after his funeral service.
Hallelujah.
I don't know whether you heard what I'm saying. Go to Egypt. Now, come with your child. Come with your wife. They that saw the child's life are dead. How many will say amen to that? Amen. Now listen to this. Saying, arise and take the child, the young child. Arise and take the young child. He was a child before he went to Egypt. He was still a child when he came back from Egypt. But Herod died. Are you with me?
Yes.
You don't need to grow to beat the devil if God can beat him for you.
I like that.
You don't say, when I grow up, I beat the devil. No. Let God beat him for you. Flee to Egypt. While you are away, I, God, will give you peace by all means. But when you go, you have peace in Egypt. When you come back, you have peace. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Go to Egypt for peace by all means. While you are there, I will kill who wanted to kill you. So you can have peace by all means, always. Your Herod is dead.
Hallelujah.
I say your Herod is dead. Your Herod is dead. Your Herod is dead. Your job Herod is dead. Your marriage Herod is dead. Your business Herod is dead. The church Herod is dead. Whatever Herod you have is dead. Somebody jump up and say hallelujah. Say my Herod is dead. Who killed him? Who killed him? Who killed him? Who killed him? Why? That you may have peace. Always, by all means. Give me a shout of hallelujah. Whatever it costs God, whatever it takes God to let you have peace. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Are you with me tonight? I say, are you with me tonight? Are you with me tonight? Your Herod is dead. Your business Herod is dead. Your marriage Herod is dead. Your ministry Herod is dead. Igaba mokoho. Seyele moho. He's dead. He's dead. Herod is dead. Herod died.
Can watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the donate subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now, and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America, or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book, and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed. Shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your world. I love you, and God truly bless you.